Welcome to the STEM Amazing Women Project podcast, where we share inspiring stories and practical insights for young women navigating STEM careers. Today's episode is all about one of the most powerful tools in your STEM journey, and honestly in life, problem solving. We will explore how critical thinking, creativity, and resilience can transform challenges into learning moments and even breakthroughs. And I couldn't think of a better guest to have with me than Miss Evelyn, an educator in STEM and robotics with over 8 years of experience. Evelyn has helped hundreds of young people tackle through problems with code, circuits, and with curiosity. Evelyn, thank you so much for joining us. Let's start from the beginning. What first drew you to the world of STEM?
Thank you for having me. I actually started out in education and slowly found myself fascinated by how technology could transform learning. When I discovered educational robotics, it felt like the magical bridge between creativity and logic, and I knew I wanted to dive in. Since then, I've been helping students not just build robots, but build the mindset to solve problems and not give up when things get tricky.
That's so powerful. Was there ever a moment in your career where you were really stuck, a big challenge that forced you to stress your problem-solving skills?
Oh, definitely. One project comes to mind. We were preparing a robotics curriculum for a rural school with very limited equipment. At first, everything we planned didn't work. The students had different needs, different pace, and we had almost no resources. But instead of giving up, we restarted everything. We broke it down into weekly micro challenges, used recycled materials, and brought in storytelling. And guess what? They were the most engaged students I've ever seen. That experience really reminded me, when you can't change the situation, change your attitude.
Oh, I love that. Change your attitude. What are your go-to strategies when you're personally stuck on a complex problem?
First, I pause. Sounds simple, but it's underrated. I take a step back, literally, and try to see the problem with fresh eyes. Then I break it down. What do I know? What do I need? And where I'm assuming something I shouldn't. Also, I talk it through with someone. Even if they are not in the field, explaining a problem aloud often brings clarity. And finally, I allow myself to fail a little. Sometimes the wrong path shows you where the right one is.
That's gold. Why do you think problem solving is especially important for young women in STEM?
Because the world won't always give us clear paths. Problem solving helps us build confidence that you can figure things out, even when you don't have all the answers. And especially early in your career, it helps you speak up, try things, and not freeze just because it feels hard. The truth is, we all feel lost sometimes, but problem solving gives you tools to navigate through.
So for someone listening who's just starting out, what are a few small but powerful ways they can begin strengthening their problem-solving skills?
Start by breaking big problems into smaller pieces. Don't try to fix the whole thing at once. Second, challenge yourself with smaller real-life tasks. Fix something at home, recognize your schedule. Problem solving is everywhere. Don't hesitate to ask questions or get feedback. Sometimes someone else sees the missing piece. Keep a problem journal. Reflect on what worked, what didn't, and why. It builds self-awareness. And lastly, remember, it's not about solving fast. It's about solving smart. Mistakes are just information.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. Evelyn, thank you truly for reminding us that problem solving isn't just about being clever. It's about being open, trying, failing, reflecting, and trying again. To all our listeners, whatever challenge you're facing right now, try breaking it through, taking a breath, and taking just one small piece. For more resources, tips, and hands-on experience, visit the STEMazing Woman Digital Academy. And if you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend who's ready to grow with her confidence and skill. Until next time, stay curious, stay bold, and never stop solving.